It's election week in New Delhi, and politicians are in a soup, an Indian onion soup to be precise. Onion prices have been so high, the opposition party has gleefully plastered pictures of onions on billboards and bus stands to remind the voters where it's hurting. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi. The onion political crisis isn't new in India. Back in 1998, a government fell here because it couldn't control onion prices. This year, trucks shipping onions have been held up on highways. A trucker was even killed for his onion load. Halfway across the world, in San Francisco, David Soloff is watching the onions' dizzying rise.
You see the actual, 250 to 300% spike over the space of just a few months from late spring through late summer. You can't help but just be in awe.
David heads Premise, and Premise pays people around the world to go into the marketplace and check out the prices of day-to-day objects. Government agencies do that all the time to construct the consumer price index. But by the time the data is gathered and scrubbed, it's already old.
It's about, 3 months out and back. The stats are gathered and rolled. They're revised backwards. But the reality has moved well beyond that by the time the number's issued.
Premise hires ordinary people to just take their smartphones and track prices right now. David says his company's advisor, Hal Varian, the chief economist at Google, has a name for it.
What he calls predict the present, which I think is actually a really elegant statement. So you're not predicting the future, you're just simply nowcasting.
This means when the smartphone data comes back from markets in Mumbai and Delhi and Kolkata, from corner stores and bus station markets and supermarkets, he notices red flags quickly. And he can tell whether someone's just price gouging or it's something more ominous.
When you start to see two and three people doing something like that, you've got the makings of a price spike. And then when that starts jumping from one product to another, which is what we've seen with root vegetables and some other things, then you have the makings for an overall inflationary trend across the whole category.
Food inflation is a huge issue in the Delhi elections. Yes, I know the onion prices are high, but the opposition did far worse in 1998, complains one politician on the campaign trail. David says lots of factors contributed to the onion crisis.
It's a very natural place where an incredibly weak currency, coupled with a really bad monsoon season, coupled with some pretty restrictive import-export rules around the vegetable, I think that's sort of a perfect storm for a price spike. But what was even more surprising was how long it took the press at large to begin reporting about it.
In India, it is onions. In China, it's animal protein. In Brazil, it's milk.
Milk pricing has begun to really move aggressively upward, and we're up over 25% just for a liter of milk in a market in Sao Paulo or Rio, just from May through now.
But trying to create what The Atlantic calls a customizable blend of Google Street View and the Consumer Price Index from San Francisco has challenges.
A lot of workers in India, either just the data upload speeds are incredibly slow. And so what we've done is we've created a batch mechanism that lets them take photos on site and collect them. And then at the end of the day or overnight, they leave it near a Wi-Fi hotspot and then it uploads.
So David's experimenting with innovative ways to pay people. No, not in onions.
Rather than compensate people with cash, is we're actually using data plans and ultimately devices as the currency.
So premises trackers might get fancy phones they couldn't afford otherwise. Meanwhile, across India, nervous politicians are trying to bring subsidized vegetables to markets under police guard. And Indians are learning to do what they're congenitally incapable of. Stand in line to buy them. This is Sandeep Roy in New Delhi for KALW.